Well, the house was the absolute copy of every other house in all those streets. You walked up the entry and turned left, and there were in our yard anyway, each house, there were four houses, and each house had a kitchen built on to it. So you walked into the kitchen, and used to call it the slop kitchen. I don't know why they called it that, but in the kitchen, she had, when I was little anyway, she had the ringing machine as you walked straight into the door, and wash days used to be a nightmare. Two steps down into the living room, I don't know what we used to call that bit. You walked down when I was little anyway, you walked down two steps, and the fireplace was a black lead fireplace. And when you think now what we had, that room was totally cluttered. There was a big dining table, a big sideboard, which was our pride and joy. So you got what we call the top cupboard and the bottom cupboard, and the cellar door, and the stairs door was on the right hand side, so the stairs were like in the middle, and then you went down another step into the front room. It wasn't called the front room because we called it room.
Just called it room.
It's where is it, St. Room? My mum would say, "Oh, house." The middle bit was the house where you lived. Nothing in the front room for years anyway, because they couldn't afford it. And then up the stairs, needless to say, no bathroom. Two bedrooms, back bedroom. My came to be my bedroom, front bedroom. And then a little landing, and then a curvy steps, and then there was the attic. Upstairs of the attic, and that really, that's about the size of it.